We're back on Tell the Band to Go Home, another pre-recorded Tell the Band to Go Home. I always forget to mention this, but when I pre-record the show, I do it at home because I like that. And so if things aren't quite as technically sound as you'd like them to be, if this mic doesn't sound very good, which it really doesn't, then I should really get a new one. And occasionally my computer does this weird thing where it kind of skips and jumps and I miss a few words. I don't know how to fix that. If you know how to fix it, come and fix it. But otherwise, you just got to put up with it. And I'm sorry. Honestly, I've tried to fix it. And I'll keep trying. But I don't know. So it's a bit weird. So bear with me. Anyways, before the break, we heard Amos Garrett from his acoustic album, Always Got Your Hands on That Guitar. That's a good one. And then we had our Night in the Morning moment. If you like that, Betty LaVette, Little Sparrow, you can hear stuff like that Night in the Morning, Wednesday mornings, 7 to 9 here on UMFM. I like that show, and I think old AK would like that one. I think I would, too. Those folks are playing at the Edmonton Folk Festival, and that's where I am, blah, blah, blah. I'll shut up about that now. New music. We got new music for you. I played some brand new Greg Brown off the top of the show. Another eagerly anticipated release right in my hands here that we'll play in a minute from Jeffrey Foucault. Ghost Repeater is the name of the record. We first heard of Jeffrey Foucault, I guess, when he teamed up with Peter Mulvey and Chris Delmhurst in Redbird and became a big fan of his, and he's got a great new record, really enjoying it. We'll play something off that. But first, perhaps the most hotly anticipated record of the year. I'm super excited. This guy... not the most prolific guy in the world anymore, but when he puts out a record, it's good. It's the great Guy Clark. He's got a new one called Workbench Songs. It's not out till September, but I've got it. And I can tell you how to get it, too. I got it. I'll tell you how to get it if you want. Just email me. I'll tell you. We'll play something brand new from Guy Clark to start this off.
Be a pretty good rodeo clown. People loved to watch him horse around. And when that rank black bucked them all down, he was a pretty good rodeo clown. Till he met the gal and sold the souvenirs. He could make her smile from ear to ear. And they stayed up all night drinking rodeo beer. He was a pretty good rodeo clown. And he don't laugh much anymore since she locked her trailer door. Tears and grease paint will not mix, and old dogs will not learn new tricks. He's got that smile painted on. Nobody knows something's wrong. She broke his funny bone. Broke his funny bone. Young bull rider came on the circuit. Oh, about 8 seconds flat, she was gone. Now he asked himself if she was worth it. You hide your heart in a barrel for just so long. He don't laugh much anymore since she locked her trailer door. Tears and grease paint will not mix, and old dogs will not learn new tricks. He's got that smile painted on, and we all knew what was wrong. She broke his funny bone. She broke his funny bone. Start out with fancy sheets, wear them down so thin. I give myself the cold black suit I'll never wear again. Your mama will give us China, and your daddy give us hell. When we make our getaway, they're gonna ring them wedding bells. One for sorrow, two for joy, they say. And I've had my fill of sorrow anyway. And I was driving out on County End with my hobby lights on in the late night FM, no man's land, looking for a Tom Petty song. The Perseids were falling in that hot house August night. I saw two come down together, and I thought it looked about right. And it's one for sorrow, two for joy, they say. Had my fill of sorrow anyway. We're gonna have 100 babies, a little house outside of town, with a wood stove and a clawfoot tub, when we're all done traveling around.
Chasing after you. Oh, my lilac bloom. I trailed you through the market square, city smoke and daisy chains all through your hair. I never found you there. My lilac blue, I'd follow you most anywhere. How much love will make you stay? Take that summer dress and hang it on these lazy days. On these lazy days. Rise and shine, you are the wine. You're that Gershwin tune. You know the one that gets me every time. Oh, you get me every time. It's down to you, my lilac blue, and that suits me fine. I think I love you most the moment that you disappear. Oh, how you disappear. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You are what's true, my lilac blue.
What it takes to endure. Are we ready to move forward? Is our word a solid fortress? I don't need more reason, and I don't need more time. All I want's the honest truth from your heart to mine. Trains are built, shining steel, sitting on the tracks upon them big new wheels. Just like rain, there comes a time to pull out of the station and roll down the line. Over hills, down valleys wide, yes, I'm ready for this ride. Oh, I don't need more reasons, and I don't need more time. The honest truth from you. locked up in the closet stuff. The honest truth, so help us God. With it on our side, we stand against all odds. Sharing all our deepest feelings, even all our darkest secrets. I don't need more reasons, and I don't need more time. All I want's the honest truth from your heart. I don't need more reasons, and I don't need more time. All I want's the honest truth from your heart to mine. From your
myself to hang these paintings here. Something in me knows that I will be leaving soon and would have to fill the holes. Some say that I'm pulling on the root before it takes, but we've already seen it's less to do with what we grow than what we chase. Oh, what do you fancy? A nice bed in a boat or a boxcar? I can promise you nothing but a lifetime of surprises. We can discuss it
backstage at St. Petersburg.
We'll be the emperor and you'll command the army. You will be the pimp and I will be your prop. When we're not out on a dig. See, I had to go and make the program so demanding. There's a part of me that can't believe you won't want more and find it easily. Oh, oh, what do you fancy? A nice bed in a boat or a boxcar? Promise you nothing but a lifetime of surprises. We can discuss it backstage in St. Petersburg. In London trying to keep this mission together, I got sick again, but this time I was trying to get better with all the work to do, naming animals and dodging parties and faking fighting and waiting and reuniting. And oh, oh, what do you fancy? A nice bed in a boat or a boxcar? Promise you nothing but a lifetime of surprises. We can discuss it backstage in St. Petersburg.
It was the perfect day for tennis. Dad and I were both inspired after watching Roger Federer make quick work of Leighton Hewitt. Our ground strokes were consistent and powerful beyond logic. And in the first set, I was serving like someone who's had lessons. There was flow, there was connection. The toss was slightly forward, my body leaning in anticipation of the volley. And in the second before contact, when I was in mid-swing, someone yelled, "Four!" The ball limped through the air and hit the bottom of the net. Three young men on bikes on the other side of the fence. I said, "That was very clever, but actually we're playing tennis."
"Fuck you!"
He retorted. I said, "That's very original." He said,
"That's very original."
And I asked him if he realized that he was mocking me, mocking him. I suppose this was confusing because he shouted at my dad next. He said,
"You look like Santa!"
And then he said,
"Nice hat!"
And though Dad's burgundy visor might be a little bit outdated, it was still a really lame insult, and clearly Dad and I were winning. I told them they were boring. I told them they were losers. I said, "Go find a hobby. You have no inner lives."
I have seen the future, and I don't know what to blame. So I will wish it all the best and continue with my game.
I flirted with the thought that I was being unfairly intolerant, that they were just at loose ends and naturally exuberant. Like all young men, showing off, full of bluff and bluster, practicing for a life in sales. I thought back to my own reckless youthful escapades, bushwhacking through the Devonian gardens, sneaking onto the Indian reserve and taunting free-range cattle, belching on crowded buses, throwing crab apples at cars, downing a 26er of rum and going to the Mormon dances, kicking the soap dispensers off the bathroom walls, sticking the DJ's mixtapes down the front of my pants. I thought, who wasn't a little asshole?
I have seen the future, and I don't know what to blame. So I will wish it all the best and continue with my game.
They hung out by the hockey rink, yelling incomprehensibly. They made three dirty snowballs, came back and threw them at us. Their language became fouler and sexually aggressive. They would do sick things to my family, and Dad and I were a couple. Dad said,
"Run along, boys. Your mom is calling you for dinner."
They responded to his accent by calling him a border jumper.
"Back to where you came from, you fucking immigrant."
Dad said,
"I imagine things have changed quite a bit in Frankfurt since 1955.
I approached them very calmly and asked them in all earnestness, "What makes you want to come here and antagonize two strangers who are minding their own business and just trying to play some tennis?" And after a short pause, the red-faced ringleader said,
"'Cause it's funny!'
And then they rode off. Dad said with chagrin,
"They must have learned that stuff from their parents."
I said, "Don't forget, Dad, we are in Calgary South." And though we carried on, it was clear we were distracted, both of us fantasizing about clubbing them with our rackets. And Dad believes in justice, and I believe in hell, and we believe that reckoning comes down within ourselves. And
I have seen the future, and I don't know what to blame. So I will wish it all the best and continue with my game. I'll continue with my game.
Boy, am I glad to finally have a recording of that song. That's my good friend Chris Demeanor from Calgary. I Have Seen the Future, one that's been a favorite of mine in the live show for a while, and now it's sort of out unofficially, I guess. Perfect Buzz Sampler. It's this little demo that he's put out and was selling at the Calgary Folk Fest. We also heard something from his brand new record, which is finally going to see the light of the day one of these days. Backstage in St. Petersburg was the tune. Now, he had a few copies as sort of a pre-release available at the Calgary Folk Fest a couple of weeks ago, and picked one of those up. The album is tentatively titled Day With Me. So there's a few more things to fix up and get ready before it comes out. He's also got a spoken word record which is coming out, which he's apparently very proud of. So lots of things going on, and he's promised to come back and visit us not too long and play some of those tunes for us. So there you go, a couple brand new things from Chris Demeanor. The new record from John Smith before that, Honest Truth is the name of the tune. The album is Break Me Open. We heard something new from Peter Mulvey from his Knuckleball suite, Lila Blue, and his sometimes bandmate in Redbird, Jeffrey Foucault, before that. One for Sorrow from a great album called Ghost Repeater. I'm hoping that since I got those two from True North Records, that the Chris Delmhurst one is coming. Please, please, please. Guy Clark starting it all off. Funny Bone from his new album Workbench Songs, which is a fine, fine record. And it'll be out in September, and you'll be hearing more of it before then, I am sure of it. Anyways, we've got to take a quick break. We'll come back after the top of the hour with more music. Thanks for being here. This, by the way, is Tell the Band to Go Home, and we'll be back with some more good stuff, some stuff from the mailbag, all kinds of stuff, whatever we can fit in. Tell the Band to Go Home.